下一堂以前咧係有關個啟德個論壇嘅報告啊。咁首先就再一次多謝咧，就各委員會啊，包括官方同埋非官方嘅委員咧嘅成員係出席同埋幫手嗰次嘅論壇。咁Raymond 你定係 Iris 同我哋講講啊 ？Anthony 係。
多謝主席，或者我講幾句咧，因為大家都有出席嗰次嗰、那個論壇咧。咁就嗰次論壇嗰主要目的咧，就係、是、主要咧就係、是、讓翻啲市民知道咗，我哋喺嗰個第一期嘅公眾參與活動裏邊收到一啲乜嘢建議，亦都俾個機會咧，就俾有關政府嘅部門同埋政策局咧，就對一啲建議作出一啲嘅初步嗰、那個回應咁樣噶。咁亦都係趁咗個機會咧，就透過嗰次活動咧，就收集更多市民嗰、那個意見添啦。咁就嗰次嗰個活動咧就。我想就係都算係即係幾成功啦，就出席人數咧就有差唔多成200人啦。咁就喺個會議之中發言或者提問嘅人士咧，都差唔多成有30位啦。我諗最主要嗰、那個即係今次嗰、那個成功嘅地方咧，就可以話咧就係即係喺HEC 政府同埋市民之中咧，建立咗一個即係夥伴合作。即係為啟德將來嘅發展制定一啲方向嗰、那個那個關係，咁我諗最主要就係呢一方面嘅。咁或者我再請翻阿 Iris 再講講嗰、那個論壇嗰啲一啲結果同埋詳細嘅情況。多謝
Iris。
唔該曬主席。正話其實 Anthony 已經講咗嗰個喺3月19日嘅時候做嘅嘢啦，咁或者我。就講最尾，其實跟住落去咧，我哋就係諗住將呢一個得到翻嚟嘅意見咧，就蒐集，即係擺埋落去我哋嗰、那個公眾參與嘅總報告。咁然之後咧，就開展我哋做呢個概念規劃圖嘅工序。咁咧就正話 Anthony 亦都即係提咗嗰、那個即係3月19日嗰個目的同埋參加人數啦，咁我就唔再講啦。咁喺嗰個論壇入邊咧，啟德論壇入邊咧，其實啲公眾人士咧都重新即係講咗好多佢哋喺其實佢哋好多都有嚟過參與嘅，咁所以咧有好多人咧都會重複即係著重佢哋覺得有啲乜嘢嘅原則，我哋係應該即係堅守嘅。第一就是盡量不要填海啦，以人為本啦，在一個可持續發展的框架入面去做呢個規劃啦，由下而上的呢個方向啦，盡量利用啟德咧嚟優化嗰、那個城市的生活環境啦，做的過程中咧，我哋一定要好慎重考慮所有即係保護環境的嗰、那個考慮，改善交通，即係唔單止係我哋自己，即係希望鄰近的地區。可以借用到即係啟德呢個地方去處理啦，同埋能夠喺過程中，即係喺個規劃中咧，係創造就業機會。單個別嘅項目咧，其實都有提到一啲比較即係意見嘅一啲專注意見。啟德 Approach Channel 咧，就都幾多人咧希望能夠喺啲即係利用一啲舒緩嘅措施咧。是令到我們可以用回個水體的，即是不要就這樣放，即是個水乾淨了就放在這裡，即希望用得到，那也都希望是盡早去做這個舒緩的措施，有任何的方案呢，希望我們能夠詳述給他們，即將來大家考慮，其中有一個比較特別的建議呢，就是說即作為一個即清理這個 channel 的時候呢，作為一個示範的項目，就是會不會用我們可以即將那些污泥呢去做磚呢，即舉個例，即他們都幾熱心，即在這個清理這個 approach channel 的看法。至於那個航空措施那裡呢，就都相當多討論啦，喜歡飛行的人呢，就即依然重申，就是他們很希望有條3500呎的民用跑道。民航處咧就即係個回應咧，就係話即係只要喺嗰、那個即係海面 不高過45米，即是由那個跑道上面計45米這個咁嘅高度，只要中間嘅嘢唔會有即係受阻礙咧，咁係可以做嘅。咁但係因為我哋嘅 cruise liners 咧就係、是、可以高度60米，咁所以即係當時我哋嘅睇法咧就係話即係可能可以共存。咁但係有啲人咧就提到啊，如果假使係唔可以飛行，即係飛機，即係可唔可以都要留有一個地方係可以做直升機場，同埋將來佢哋嘅一啲即係長久的設施，即係嗰個唔係飛行，但係佢哋個 club， 佢哋個 centre 可以留翻喺度咧咁。有一啲人咧就唔贊成，即係特別提出唔贊成再用翻個機場咧，舊機場嚟做翻呢個跑道。因為因應即係佢哋擔心有呢個噪音啊，其他一啲危險嘅問題。咁當然亦都有人就認為cruise terminal 既然係咁咧，就即係唔應該喺度啦咁。咁至於個 cruise terminal 本身咧，就其實都一陣間我哋都會睇翻個 group discussion 嗰度嗰啲資料咁。其實咧，除咗 tourism group 咧，亦都有好多 public 係贊成有呢個 cruise terminal 嘅。即係認為咧喺個維港入邊咧係需要，即係應該係利用個維港咧嚟做一個 dedicated berth 啊。有啲人就話，就算即係你啟德唔做咧，即係可能喺第啲喺維港第啲地方啊，北角啊、黃埔啊、鴨脷洲啊，甚至乎有人提到去駕西洲啦，喺西貢。咁有人再重新提翻咧，就係話佢哋都係擔心嘅，即係呢個cruise terminal 可能帶嚟嘅環境同埋交通嘅一啲考慮。Tourism Commission 咧就就特別提到咧，就係話啟德點解會係適合咧，就係因為佢有一個長遠可以擴展嘅一個空間。至於運輸方面咧，與會嘅人士咧都好著重，就係話一定要有一個整體性嘅協調嘅一個路網同埋行人道嘅路網。希望我哋啲大嘅幹道咧係能夠可以沉降嘅。希望喺嗰個啟德入面能夠揾到啲地方咧係即係行人專用區，冇車嘅，或者係即係有啲環保嘅運輸系統。咁呢個至於垃圾轉運站嗰樣嘢咧，就當然好多即係有啲本地嘅居民咧就覺得應該喺啟德以外嘅地方，或者喺觀塘嘅邊啊，或者甚至去到西貢咁樣。但是至於即政府當然就亦都好希望能夠見到有一個咁嘅位置啦。咁 so far 咧，我哋睇到就係個高嶺土，即係茶果嶺嗰個高嶺土擴場，即係已經冇用噶啦。咁就即係嗰個係即係最似乎係最適合，因為佢有呢個好近海邊。咁但係呢個當然要再深入研究一下嗰個 feasibility。政府的回應呢，其實就我想很簡單，即再講一講，剛才也有提到的了。民航處就覺得那3500呎的民用跑道呢，其實 是有一定需要，即有一定的限制的，即對於那個高空的要求，高空障礙物的要求。所以變成事實上是沒有一些，即是它不容許，如果假設有跑道在這裡的時候，它真的不容許有東西在那45米的範圍之內，的高度的範圍之內。而環保署對於那個垃圾轉運站呢，它們就是很鄭重地說，就是說在九龍灣現時那個垃圾轉運站呢，其實在2010年呢已經是真的已經到 end of the life， serviceable life， 即是已經完的了它。所以呢它一定是也都有它的限制，即是它那個儲存量啊咁樣。咁而實際上在東九龍呢是會越來越多，因為人口增加呢是會越來越多垃圾。咁海面去運輸呢對它來說是一個策略性的一個希望行到的一條路來的。因為它有這個成本效益啦，亦都是較為環保。茶果嶺唯一有這個海面有這個即海邊又遠離開民居的呢，其實就真係得返即高嶺土嗰個礦場。 當然我哋亦都會即係真係睇翻佢同即係附近嘅環境我哋即係有一定要再睇。至於規劃署對於即係當與會者嘅一啲問題咧嘅回應咧，有啲就係咁啊，就係話其實有好多我哋而家提出嘅即係建議嘅一啲發展項目咧，其實都係喺以前啟德嗰個 OCP 入邊有嘅，即係 carry forward 嘅。而第一階段嗰個公眾參與咧，其實有好多人亦都冇提出即係有矛盾嘅意見，咁所以即係其實我哋有好多咧可以 take on board 嘅。一啲即係我哋當然下一步做概念規劃嘅時候咧，我哋一定會即係好慎重考慮，即係除咗呢啲咁嘅 component 之外，其他嘅一啲 major public comments 我哋都會 take on board。至於運輸署嘅回應咧，就係行人同埋車嘅規劃咧，其實佢哋都好即係當然好關注。但係即係譬如有人提出話，即係嗰啲幹道係咪真係需要啊咁咧？咁佢哋重申就係 Route 6，即係包括CKR 啊、T2 啊咁，都係即係極之需要去處理，即係去舒緩即係現有同埋將來更加見到嘅交通即係擠塞嘅問題。無論係 CKR 抑或 T2 咧，我哋都會好積極咁去考慮 tunnel 嘅 option 嘅。至於佢哋亦都提翻咧，就係立法局嘅人咧，其實都即係知道 Route 6呢樣嘢，即係曾經傾過，亦都係好希望能夠盡快落實嘅。貨物cargo handling facilities 咧，有好即係嗰度嘅 operators 咧，當然係好唔贊成我哋考慮話即係遷移走去嘅。但係當然佢哋都話或者可以作少量嘅優化，咁令到即係佢哋即係能夠多啲即係同人可以即係同其他用途可以比較配合一啲。其他嘅考慮咧包括高度嗰、那個即係限制啊，令到嗰啲 ridge line。山脊線啊等等咧，即係能夠得到保留，啲公眾係再重申呢樣嘢啦，需要有更即係需要有足夠嘅休憩用地啦，同埋要有好好嘅連接，即係等公眾可以去得到嘅。希望能夠即係見到咧，就係話啟德嘅發展咧，係幫助到舊區周邊舊區嘅一啲更新或者係重建。有人提到咧，就是、希望都有一啲公屋同埋咧喺我哋嘅規劃入邊咧，係考慮呢、這個少即係少數族裔啊，唔係 minority groups。一啲對於啟德個發展咧，即係都有提醒我哋咧，就係話即係係好希望有一啲比較即係清晰啲嘅定位。好啦，講到定位咧，咁其實而家呢度落嚟嘅咧，就係我哋其實跟住我哋嘅分組嘅，咁分組討論入邊咧，其實時間有限啦，但喺時間有限當中咧，都似乎係有一啲主流意見嘅。大部分嘅組咧都係得出嘅咧，就係一個 mix 嘅，咁但喺 mix 入邊嘅 theme 入邊咧，都 highlight 咗咧，就係旅遊呢個康樂同埋體育咧係一個主要嘅主要的這個 theme， 而其他那些呢就有優質的住宅啦，這個 heritage 啦，康樂啦，娛樂啦，還有教育，當然也都包括即環保。我們有一個環節呢，在個分組討論那裡呢，就是希望說選出十個即很重要的土地利用，咁有多過五個組別咧，翻嚟咧就係講就希望有呢、這個郵輪碼頭。其實話多過五組咧，有啲係有六組、七組、八組都有嚇。即係 public open space 咁樣，同埋呢個保留啟德嗰、那個歷史，希望亦都有一個旅遊嘅一個主要嘅一個發展嘅地點。 有一半的組別呢就希望有見到什麼呢，就是在個跑道尾呢有一個 landmark sports complex， 有這個環保的運輸，有很好的行人設施的系統，酒店，這個博物館等等。咁比較少人，但係亦都即係有提出嘅咧，即係 in common 嘅咧，就係、是希望喺海邊有即係食肆啦，冇跑道嘅 aviation centre 啦，多種形式嘅商業用途啦，希望有水上活動啦，至於這個住宅咧，大家都特別着重咧，就是、希望見到嘅只不過係一啲低至中密度的住宅，就不希望太多高密度，即是不希望高密度的住宅。咁亦都係有提出話希望有個 heliport 同埋其他的水上活動。咁有一組咧係提到話希望有一個航空中心是有民用的跑道嘅。咁即係我哋嘅結論咧，就係、是、即係其實嗰日嘅雖然時間唔係好即係唔係好多，但係咧似乎都係即係大家都好熱烈嘅討論，同埋都好成功。因為成功就在於即係大家都似乎係有一個即係能夠講到一啲嘢係有一個結論嘅。呢個係對於我哋嚟講係事實上係真係即係學到嘢啦，即係喺個整個規劃過程中係一個即係真係新嘅里程碑啦。在之後呢，其實我們理解委員呢都有一些 feedback 的，就包括呢就是希望其實就依然繼續努力，就更多的資料可以給到與會者，即可能當時給到的資料或者有某些地方是不足夠的。那尤其 是就是說有一些比較即 macro 的規劃的考慮咧，可能係即係個 response 或者喺 technical constraint 上好似唔係好足夠咁樣。亦都有委員就提到話，喺討論過程中 simple majority 就算係咧，就佢有即係可能有啲唔係好公平啦，對於嗰啲少數嘅少數人嘅即係 interest。有一啲咧就係、是、即係個別有一啲組別咧就係、是、有佢自己嘅想法咧，一嚟已經諗住係跌咁去 sell 噶啦，咁所以咧就可能因為佢人多咁，可能或者會影響到咁。way forward 之後我哋點做咧？咁我哋建議咧就係話當然由委員即係再睇睇我哋嗰、那個而家今次嗰個匯報係咪全面反映到嗰日嘅得出嚟結論啦。但無論點嗰啲，無論喺呢個啟德嘅論壇得到嘅 view 係點咧？我相信即係政府部門即係都會即係都會即係考慮嘅。而我哋嗰、那個我哋自己本身嗰個成個第一期嘅公眾參與嗰個報告咧，我哋亦都會即係包含咗啲一啲嘅意見。所有啲意見呢，其實喺即係尤其是比較主流嘅意見啦，我哋會喺我哋第二期開始做呢、這個規劃概念規劃圖呢，我哋係會即係著重去即係希望能夠表達返出嚟。喺第二期嘅公眾參與嗰度，假使間係有啲乜嘢即係第一期做得或者仲係未係好足夠嘅咧，我哋到時亦都會希望係處理到，即係尤其是係嗰個比較 broad 嘅 harbour planning context。我哋會將呢啲報告咧係將佢擺上網嘅。咁就希望委員俾啲意見。
多謝 Iris 的報告。我們現在給的意見呢就不是純粹說就是給意見他的報告怎樣寫法，因為整個啟德論壇的目的呢都是幫助我們去由第一階段去進入第二階段的規劃。我相信就是大家在有參與過啟德論壇呢就都會同意 Iris 說我們個論壇本身呢就可以幫助到就是專業的規劃師 去進行佢第二期嗰個規劃嘅時候嘅工作啊。咁可以幫助到嘅原因咧，就唔係因為我哋搞咗個論壇，而個論壇裏邊嘅市民咧，佢哋可以發揮到共同規劃咁樣嘅精神。咁所以其實我會建議咧，就我哋嘅討論就唔係討論翻人哋提嘅意見，我哋再 comment 佢，因為即係我想大家一路都係我哋尊重人家提出嚟嘅意見，然後大家見到咧，就其實原來個意見咧係有一定嘅一致性，可以綜合到嘅。咁我哋就即係接受有咁樣嘅結果，然後就進一步去規劃啊。咁所以我想大家如果有意見嘅話咧，就係反而係提議翻喺個過程裏邊啊，喺個 process 啊，即係呢個論壇點樣可以協助我哋喺跟住嘅過程咧，去將個規劃做得更加好。咁我上一次會議同埋當天嘅論壇，我都提議咗咧，就我哋嘅任務唔係要去作出結論嘅，因為現在即係我哋仲喺一個好多嘅公眾參與嘅過程裏邊，咁所以我哋而家唔需要所謂 take position 住嘅。咁所以如果大家對呢個過程有意見，現在可以提出，否則即係其實我想大家跟住進行下一個議程咧，就直接去到我哋點樣去用個啟德論壇嘅內容去協助我哋去進行個 OCP 嗰方面。不過規劃嘅專業人士Roger 係有意見係咪啊？
睇一睇即係顧問公司咧，就其實喺個 forum 裏邊，我感受就係個 aviation 個 theme 咧，其實都好 strong 嘅嚇。咁即係有冇 run 嚟，或者係用 museum 又好，即係喺嗰方面其實點樣喺嚟緊個過程裏邊嚇，將呢、這個即係大家唔同嗰個意見。即係 aviation 嗰方面同埋 cruise terminal 嗰方面點樣去磨合呢，即係呢方面其實我諗其實幾重要，因為睇返啟德好多人都話想留返啟德個名，啟德啲人一諗就係 related 返 to aviation 航空交通就 rather 訂一個 cruise terminal 咁我想睇下嗰個，尤其是即係如果你發覺有個衝突嗰度，喺個過程裏面去點樣去解決，或者即係 CAD 啊，或者同個 aviation 嗰方面嗰個問題
是不是在處理了已經、Raymond
是啊，正在即不斷地處理、正如在即個啟德論壇開始之前，我們也曾經在這個委員會之前的會議都向大家介紹過，即當時收到那些意見，同埋即係我哋同其他政府部門對於啲意見嗰個初步睇法，如果大家記得嘅話咧，呢個問題喺嗰陣時都已經係帶咗出嚟嘅。咁啟德保留翻佢一啲航空歷史呢、這個咁嘅 heritage 呢個咁嘅文化，或者呢個咁樣嘅一個回憶咧，其實就即係大家都係即係好多人都嘅願望嚟嘅。咁去點做呢？係咪話即係要留返一條即係可以有飛機可以升降嘅跑道先至可以保留到呢個呢？咁呢個係即係一個疑問啦。咁而第二呢，如果就住喺個土地用途大家嗰個兼容性嗰度嚟講呢，即係如果係有一個即係可以升降嘅跑道呢，即係呢點係對於嗰個用途係構成某一個程度嗰個限制同埋影響嘅。咁所以喺嗰陣時嚟講呢，即係我哋都向大家介紹咗個意見呢，就係因為咁嘅原因，即係未必係可以即係做到到話，即係可以維持翻到一個跑道嘅升降。咁喺嗰個啟德論壇嗰度咧，呢一點亦都係有帶到出嚟，係有啲討論。咁如果大家都記得嘅話，喺論壇入面亦都有某一啲另外一啲嘅市民咧，亦都提出咗，就係話有飛機升降繼續喺度係好話唔好咧，咁亦都有人提出咗係即係佢哋所持嘅反對嘅意見。咁頭先阿 Roger 嗰個提問咧，就係話，即係我哋點樣去將呢兩方面嘅嘢去嚟到去磨合咧？我諗係要透過即係喺我哋做嗰個土地用途嗰個規劃嗰陣時，點樣去更加可以做得好啲嘅，就係解釋得清楚，即係每一方面，如果等架跑道喺度，即係嗰個喺土地用途嗰個代價或者個影響係點咧？如果唔等喺度，而又係咪亦都可以保留得到即係一個啟德嗰、那個那個歷史嗰、那個文化背景咧？如果係嘅，係透過啲咩設計用途，係點樣可以做到這呢一樣嘢咧？咁我諗係要透過一個喺嗰個 outline concept plan 唔同嘅嘅個 option 嗰個過程嗰度，點樣將呢啲咁樣嘅資料係向佢哋解釋翻？
咁最簡單嘅答案就係即係個 OCP 嘅階段，我哋可以再進一步，又再高層次啲去處理呢個問題。但我就即係唔想大家喺今次會議裏面去嘗試處理啊，因為嗰啲 stakeholder 咧都唔喺度。Mr. Brook，
Tim， I'm just picking up what's been said. I mean， this is all predicated, of course, on the assumption that this cruise terminal has to be at Kai Tak. There is no conflict if it doesn't have to be at Kai Tak and there is another location that's more suitable. I really think, and it may not be for this group, that we have to put to bed once and for all, if you like, this issue of where the cruise terminal is going to be sited. Because it seems to me there are alternative locations. There is West Kowloon, for instance, because obviously the future of that site is still somewhat in doubt. There is the existing ocean terminal, which could be expanded. So, in my mind, we haven't yet, as HEC, if you like, resolved where we consider to be the optimum location. And what's worrying me is it's now beginning to impact on other decisions we make about Kai Tak. So I just urge that as HEC, we do address this issue of the siting of the cruise terminal.
There are a lot of views arising from the Kai Tak forum, and it's fair to say that the cruise terminal idea has got some fair amount of support. But the question of why Kai Tak still remains on the agenda. I guess this question of why Kai Tak will have to be a recurring question as we move along in every stage of the planning process. But it is fair in a way for the government or for the tourism sector to propose Kai Tak as the site. So we shall also have to address the question of why not Kai Tak.
As a site.
Right. But it is not a question, again, I want to settle within this meeting. But I think it's fair to conclude that there have been views expressed at the forum and there have been questions asked at the forum. And one result of the forum is to consolidate some of the views. Now, another effect is to consolidate some of the questions. So when questions have arisen, then it falls upon the advocate within the administration to try to provide those answers. And if the question becomes one of why and why not, then whoever is responsible for answering that, in the case of cruise terminal, probably the Tourism Commission, will have to come up with a more comprehensive answer, covering not just Kai Tak but also other parts of the harbour. Okay. Paul?
Chairman, I somewhat disagree with that conclusion, in the sense that when you sit down with a group of people and you say tourism and you say cruise terminal, people say, yeah, cruisers, big boats, tourists, nice. But you don't tell them that there are three boats, engineering requirement, berthing, trucks in and out, shit in, shit, or food in, shit out. You don't explain any of that. So when you have a group of people sitting there, and then you give them that as your main theme for the cruise terminal, the Kai Tak, that's been communicated for the last 6 years. Now, people are not necessarily going to protest against it. The weighting of those who are asking questions on it, despite all of that history of the cruise terminal inside, you should weigh very highly. So I think it's highly, therefore, on page 2 of 22, where you have a list of 10 most essential components selected for Kai Tak. I think it's a very highly dangerous conclusion to say that those are the 10 most essential components when these people sitting there have not been given a full picture of what a cruise terminal complex or three berths with tourism node facilities actually means. The only thing they hear is big boats, tourist. We want a tourism facility there. So this kind of feedback that we get has to be interpreted. I think this list of like ticking boxes here is a very dangerous exercise on page 222. And I think the weighting should be almost be out of a forum like this on what Roger just mentioned, you know, where the preservation of the Kai Tak heritage, that was nobody had suggested that. That came out of the community. That was a new thing that the community themselves came up with. So that one must have a much higher ranking, because that is something that comes new out of this brainstorming and the community comes forward with that. That has, to me, a much greater value than the fact that Cruise Terminal has here 8 ticks, because Group 2, there are only 3 people voted in favor of a cruise terminal out of the 12 people in that group, but we still mark it as an essential component according to Group 2. So
I think interpretation-wise, we have to be extremely careful with how we proceed. And so I'll support this issue. So you're asking for where are we with this thing?
Yeah.
I think interpretation of what we have as feedback here is very, very dangerous. It has to be taken. We'll have to be looking at this on many different levels. We have territorial requirements being expressed, like for an aviation center, or for a small aircraft runway, or for a cruise terminal. They're not necessarily requirements for Kitech. So how are we going? But the requirement for Kitech is being expressed is preservation of its heritage. And that will have lots of open space, so, but even that you could say, well, is it a territorial requirement or a requirement for Kitech? So I think the how to go forward with this feedback so far, as I suggested before, a stage 1.75 is definitely what is going to be required, looking at much greater detail at the true constraints and opportunities of these elements, which, I can't see how we're not going to go to a concept plan design stage just based on this feedback. And the 1.75 is, I think, a much more of a professional group input to review these elements with far more detail of what it really means.
Thanks, Paul, for the comment. But I have to remind members that the Kitech Forum is an activity to engage the public. It is not a study itself. Right, so it's not like we are conducting a study and then trying to comment and improve on that study. Andy,
主席，我即系Nick 同埋阿Paul讲嘅嗰样嘢咧，我咁即系都系要睇翻就即系关于个 location 嗰个问题，就系 Why Kitech 嗰样嘢咧。我记得我哋前几次会咧，我哋都提过呢样嘢出嚟，即系 before 我哋 1.5 stage 1.5 讲呢样嘢。咁就似乎嚟讲就即系我谂呢样嘢。 避免唔到嘅就一定要pass 翻俾政府嗰方面有關部門，因為即係有啲我諗有啲人有啲 use 咧，即係我哋喺個 forum 嗰裏邊咧就係一張一個表，一個表咧我哋以啟德嚟做中心，即係一個全盒，嗰扎 item 咧就喺外邊，我哋就覺得係揀一邊一啲 item 等落去啟德呢一個全盒裏邊，但係咧就似乎我諗有一啲。 before 我哋揀呢啲咁嘅 item 落去之前咧，其實我諗有一啲係我哋知道呢啲 item 有邊啲係地區性嘅。頭先譬如話你話係垃圾轉運站係咪喺東九龍係一定有一個咁嘅地區性嘅需要咧？唔係全港性咧咁樣，有啲係更加係 local 嘅 factor 嘅。For example 好似話你 aviation center 而家佢已經喺度噶啦，係咪應該喺翻度咧？ 更加緊要啲就話有啲係成全港性嘅，我哋成日都講就話你個 stadium 又好 ，cruise terminal 又好，即係呢一類咁嘅嘢咧，其實咧，我諗如果有關政府部門冇提出翻一啲以往嘅一個研究，係覺得話要俾公眾或者俾我哋委員方面知道就係，起碼啟德係一個最理想或者首選嘅一個選擇咧，我哋先要等去考慮等落去咯。 咁我諗，譬如好似 helipad 呢個咁嘅 study， 其實起碼嚟講 helipad 以前有個咁嘅 study， 知道咗有啲咩咁嘅考慮嘅情況，我哋先至揀啟德咧。咁我哋有一個好全面啲嘅諗法啊嘛。即係喺 cruise terminal 方面，我相信人一路我哋提出呢樣嘢咧 ，cruise terminal 又好 ，stadium 又好，似乎冇一啲有關嘅資料話翻俾我哋聽，就話以前政府十年前就好，5年前就好，考慮過呢樣嘢點解係覺得係啟德一個最理想嘅。 嘅地方，除咗佢因為地有地喺度之外，我相信呢個問題要解決先，可以再 process 下個 stage
咯。多謝，即係我哋個論壇提咗個問題出嚟，咁政府有啲部門係要回應嘅。好多謝主席，我想回應翻阿
Nick 個 point， 頭先佢話咧就講到咧 cruise terminal 同 aviation centre 或者 runway 係有互相排斥嘅作用。 如果冇即係冇咗 cruise terminal， 又有機會擺個 runway， 咁其實就未必係咁嘅，因為環保署同事咁講得好清楚啦。 runway 存唔存在係好依靠咧，將來要做 EIAO 環評嘅規例。咁所以咧，就算 even 冇咗 cruise terminal 咧，都個 runway 嗰個 proposal 咧個方案咧，都要經過一系列嘅環評先得嘅。
或者即係呢類問題，我哋又唔一定要今次去討論啊。 因為呢如果公眾後來告訴我們兩樣都一定要的，那我們想即就我們都要要求政府想定它的，是不是？或者兩位規劃師，即是 Roger 和 MeCam 有沒有對於這個過程有沒有意見？
多謝主席。咁咧，即係其實即係我其實我係好即係好 impress 嘅，即係成個過程。因為喺香港嚟講咧，即係容許公眾去參與即係將收集嘅意見咧再去過濾咧，其實即係未試過啦以前。咁所以呢個係一個好好嘅，即係好好嘅第一步啦，好好嘅嘗試。咁或者即係可以講翻咧，就係大家都知九一一之後咧，即係紐約嘅，即係佢哋世界貿易中心，佢哋係被人剷平咗之後咧，跟住就佢哋做嘅過程咧係更加即係比我哋勁好多倍啦。當然，因為佢本身成幾十個民間團體咧就開始咗一個即係由下而上嘅一個咁嘅討論啦，對於嗰個地方，而亦都即係政府亦都即係相配合咁樣，咁所以咧佢哋搞嘅，即係我哋二百幾人就好開心啦。但係其實佢哋搞嗰啲係講緊五千人參與嘅，咁所以佢哋點樣去磨合呢啲意見咧出嚟咧？咁佢哋就做曬呢啲佢哋叫做即係聽下城市點講 ，listening to the city 嗰啲咁嘅 forum 之後咧，咁佢哋就做咗一個 document 嘅。咁嗰份文件咧就將即係搜集翻嚟嘅意見關於譬如話佢個 vision 啊、個 mission 啊。佢嗰、那個即係一啲規劃嘅原則，即係大家對嗰個地點係應該係即係最主要係有邊幾樣嘅用途，咁然後配合呢啲用途，再諗翻就係佢交通嘅安排啦、城市嘅設計啊，同埋佢周邊點樣利用呢一個發展咧，令到周邊係可以有一個更新啊，同埋一個再發展啊咁樣，咁佢就做咗一份咧好詳細嘅文件嘅。就綜合各個方面嘅意見，咁佢哋做咧就唔係淨係政府做嘅，民間即係差唔多平衡咁樣去做咧，咁民間咧又做即係唔同方面咧，佢哋有一個即係揾咗好多啲專家，好多嗰啲即係其他嘅即係第三部門，即係叫 third sector 啲 NGOs 咧，就一齊去做咗好多研究咧，又係即係大家出咗一啲嘢，咁所以其實咧就即係幾有趣咧，我覺得即係睇嗰個佢哋嗰個個案咧，就係話政府出嚟嗰嚿咧，同埋民間嗰嚿好似嘅，差唔多嘅，因為大家係一齊去做咁樣，咁但係就有一個你可以話可以即係平衡到，或者你可以大家互相去 monitor 去監察啊咁樣，咁我覺得既然我哋今次即係我唔知啊，頭先阿坡講個 1.75 個階段係啲乜啦，咁但係我覺得去到2之前咧，即係還掂我哋既然有咁多嘢做咗啦，咁可唔可以譬如話顧問都可以即係做一份類似嘅文件出嚟，即係幫助我哋去諗下一個階段去諗嗰啲即係概念圖，咁譬如佢哋做完個文件咧，就出咗6個大嘅概念圖。即係然後再去諮詢咁樣，然後就再揀兩個，跟住最後揀一個，然後再改咁樣。咁所以即係我覺得嗰個過程都幾有趣咯。即係如果我哋要比較嘅話，可能都比較接近都係嗰、那個。咁所以我覺得而家最拗，即係拗得犀利就係話，如果我哋唔想到下一個階段咧，嗰啲舊問題又要係咪一箩箩咁樣倒翻曬出嚟，又要由頭再開始傾咧？咁就我唔知道做一個類似咁樣嘅文件會唔會係幫助到咯
但是你的文件要嚟做乜嘢噶？
我嚟做指引下一個階段做個概念圖咯。
或者我哋再問準確一點咧，咁你要個公眾做啲乜嘢？
咁我唔知道有冇 1.75 定有話嗰個文件就係因著有咗嗰、那個啟德嘅論壇咧，已經係即係就應該當係一個即係大家可以接受嘅，定有話你做完之後再去一輪諮詢定係點樣？咁我呢個可能要
我了解而家顧問同埋規劃署係諗住做一份文件嘅，即係有個第一階段嘅總結嘅，係咪啊？
是啊，主席，其實在今日交給這個委員會的文件裏面，在附錄那裡就顧問已經準備了一個叫做啟德 Forum， 啟德那個論壇的一個簡短的報告，這個是一個記事式的報告，那就這個報告就今日交給這個委員會，給大家看看是不是已經是記載了當日論壇所發生的事情，咁跟住咧，呢個報告咧，就會作為我哋去完成嗰個第一階段公眾參與嗰個報告，我哋都會包含埋呢個入去。咁第一階段嘅公眾參與嘅報告咧，亦都會係我哋做呢個第二階段嗰、那個即係概念圖唔同嘅方案嘅 起步點嚟嘅。
咁不如我哋去聽埋下一個議程，講第二階段咧，即係個 OECP 點樣去準備啦，好嘛？咁我想提議咧，就我哋大家可以有一個問題咧 ，bear in mind 咁去一路留心住，咁然後一路去睇跟翻呢個規劃嘅過程嘅。咁就係我哋想下一個階段點樣去讓公眾去參與。如果根據翻原本嘅規劃嘅過程咧，個 OCP 即係第二階段咧就會係公眾參與。即係我哋現在直情去到第二階段㗎啦，咁所以第二階段咧就即係頭派出應該都會有一份文件啦，係咪？即係對個公眾嚟講咧，有一份嘅文件喺度嘅，嗰份文件就叫做 OCP 嘅一啲概念圖，咁俾公眾再去俾意見，然後我哋再舉辦啲活動啦，即係研討會或者係即係居民嘅論壇一系列嘅活動，但係你先有嗰份嘅文件先嘅，咁你做嗰份文件咧就唔使再去即係搞多好多個論壇咁去做啊。咁呢個係原本嘅計劃，咁但係若果我哋想再做多一輪嘅話咧，無論你叫 1.75 又乜都好啦，咁我哋要考慮咧就你再叫公眾嚟參與啲乜嘢嘢，即係叫佢嚟做乜啊？你或者係我哋想公眾去睇嘅嘢咧，就係咪一定要透過又係一個論壇咁嘅形式，因為有冇其他嘅形式咁或者大家可以 bear in mind 呢樣嘢。不過我都想先提一個 factual 嘅問題咧，就現在所有嘅由第一階段第一天開始有嘅公眾嘅資料，即係個 raw data 係咪已經喺曬規劃處嗰度㗎？
是啊，主席，所有嗰啲資料係喺我哋嗰、那個規劃署嗰、那個public inquiry counter 嗰度，咁就任何人有興趣都可以睇得到。
係，即係假如有人有心機，佢想攞曬啲資料，然後佢自己再做一個報告咁咧，咁佢可以做得到嘅係咪啊？即係佢可以有 access to 嗰啲資料嘅。
係，冇錯。
OK， 好。咁with that background 咧，就不如請Anthony 啊，又 Raymond 定 Iris。